This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Some top Trump administration officials are denying they were behind a New York Times opinion piece, an op-ed blasting President Trump. AP's Sagar Magani is following the story.
With the president furious over an attack from within, denials are coming in from Vice President Pence's office down through the cabinet, including Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who says he didn't write the piece and whoever did should step down.
If you're not in a position to execute the commander's intent, you have a singular option. And just to leave.
National Intelligence Chief Dan Coats is among those also denying any role in the piece. With several prominent officials saying they weren't involved, the pressure could now be on others to follow suit, with questions raised about those who don't. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. prosecutors have announced criminal charges against a North Korean hacker they say involved in a string of cyber attacks, including the 2014 invasion on Sony Pictures and a 2016 heist at the Central Bank of Bangladesh. The hacker, Park Jin-hyuk, is a computer programmer, member of the North Korean regime-sponsored hacking team known as Lazarus Group. The group is accused of engaging in a multi-year conspiracy to conduct destructive cyber attacks on banks and other institutions around the world. A South Sudan military court has sentenced 10 soldiers to prison for raping foreign aid workers and murdering a local journalist in a brutal attack at a hotel more than 2 years ago in Juba. The court also ordered the government to compensate the victims of the attack when government forces were locked in a battle for 3 days with forces loyal to former First Vice President Riek Machar. Under South Sudan law, they have 15 days to appeal. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers and former diplomats have urged tougher sanctions against Russia, but stressed the need to craft measures that will get the Kremlin's attention without harming the United States or its European allies. The United States has imposed a series of punitive measures against Russia in recent years over its alleged human rights violations. Moscow's involvement in Ukraine and Syria, its meddling in the U.S. elections, and Russia helping North Korea evade national or international sanctions. Britain has presented the U.N. with evidence that Moscow ordered the chemical attack against a former Russian spy last spring in the city of Salisbury. AP's Warren Levinson reporting.
British Ambassador Karen Pierce told the Security Council Russian agents were behind the poisoning of a former spy and his daughter.
We have clear evidence.
Which Russia's ambassador denounced as a mendacious cocktail of facts.
London needs this story for just one purpose. To unleash a disgusting anti-Russian hysteria.
Vasily Nebenzia spoke through a UN interpreter. He said Russia's attempts to help in the investigation of the case have been rebuffed. Said Pierce, you don't recruit an arsonist to put out a fire. Warren Levinson, New York.
China has accused Britain of provocation over a Royal Navy warship sailing near islands claimed by Beijing in the disputed South China Sea. China claims a large swath of the South China Sea, extending from its southern coast almost to Malaysia. Those claims are contested by Brunei, Malaysia, the Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam. The nominee to the U.S. High Court, Brett Kavanaugh, appears on track for confirmation by U.S. lawmakers. AP's Mike Gracia has the latest.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh ably dodged potential landmines laid out by Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee in a second day of marathon confirmation hearings. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker asked Kavanaugh if he still believes, as he previously stated, that a sitting president should be a role model.
Senator, given the lead into your question, you've heard me talk about I need to stay so far away from any political
Three zip codes away, I've heard you say that number of times.
Three zip codes.
Kavanaugh also declined to answer direct questions about President Donald Trump or to commit to recusing himself from any case about the Russia investigation that might come before the Supreme Court. Mike Gracia, Washington.
American actor Burt Reynolds, whose career lasted for more than a half century, has died. He was 82. His big break came in 1972 when he was cast in the hit movie Deliverance, in which his performance was widely praised. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
Arn R&B, pop, hip hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1.
For you this hour, Charlie Puth, Childish Gambino, and Calvin Harris. The Backstreet Boys, they're next. This is Don't Go Breaking My Heart on the One.
I got mixed emotions. Did I finally find me a river that could lead me out to the ocean? Cause I've only ever known the kind of love that leaves you battered and broken. So forgive me for my mixed emotions. Yeah, yeah.
New music right here on VOA 1.
Yeah, maybe I'ma get a little anxious. Maybe I'ma get a little shy. Cause everybody's trying to be famous, and I'm just trying to find a place to hide. All I wanna do is just hold somebody, but no one ever wants to get to know somebody. I don't even know how to explain this. I don't even think I'm gonna try. Get a little nervous. Maybe I don't go out anymore. Feeling like I really don't deserve this. Life ain't nothing like it was before. Cause all I wanna do is just hold somebody, but no one ever wants to get to know somebody. If you go and look under the surface, maybe I'm a little insecure.
Maybe that's okay.
Maybe no, that's okay. Everybody's trying to be famous, and I'm just trying to find a place to hide.
That is Charlie Puth with The Way I Am, and this is VOA 1 The Hits. My name is the Lady DJ. And coming up, we are going to hear from Childish Gambino. In case you're not following his career, Adidas recently announced a collaboration with Childish, and the announcement was reminiscent of Childish Gambino's Feels Like Summer video. Now, I posted that, and I think I talked about it as well. 62 cameos. That's how many cameos. I found most of them. There's a really interesting article online that identifies each person. In fact, I think it may be on our Facebook page of VOA 1 The Hits. Here's Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa.
One kiss is all it takes, falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need.
Let me take the night. Real easy, and I know that you still wanna see me on the Sunday. A special bond of creation. Ha! For all the single moms out there going through frustration. Clean bandit, China ball, and Marie thing made them air.
She works the nights by the water. She's gone astray, so far away from her father's daughter. She just wants her life for a baby. All on her own, no one will come. She's got to save him. She tells him, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you.
Stay up there.
She
Stay
tells
up there.
Him, your life ain't gonna be nothing like my life. You're gonna grow and have a good life. I'm gonna do what I got
Stay
to
up
do.
Stay up
so
there.
Rock-a-bye, baby, rock-a-bye. I'm gonna rock you, rock-a-bye, baby, don't you cry. Somebody's got you, rock-a-bye.
facing the hard life without no fear. Just see, I know that you really care, cause any obstacle come, you well prepare. And no, mama, you never shed tear, cause you have said things year after year. And you give the youth love beyond compare. You find the school fee and the bus fare.
Now she got a 6-year-old. When she says, she tells him, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you.
Sit next to me. You can see when things go naturally. Just say the word.
My name is the Lady DJ, and I just want to thank you for keeping it locked to VOA1, The Hits.